Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In this week's Parasha Shemini, we read about the inauguration of the Mishkan. Our rabbis tell us that Hashem had the same joy on that day like He did when He created the world. Hashem rested His divine presence amidst the Jewish people. There was singing, dancing, and rejoicing. But then the unthinkable happened. Right in the middle of the celebration, two of the greatest tzaddikim in the entire generation passed away, Nadav and Avihu, the children of Aharon HaKohen. And when Aharon discovered what happened, the Torah tells us his reaction. Vayidom Aharon. Aharon was quiet. But what does quiet mean? Was Aharon just holding back his feelings? Chazal tell us that Hashem was so impressed with the reaction of Aharon that as a reward for his response, immediately afterwards it says, Vaydaber Hashem el Aharon lemor, that Hashem came and spoke directly to Aharon. The Gemara says that the Shekhinah does not dwell with a person if he is sad or depressed. The person must be in a state of inner happiness for Hashem to talk to him, which means that Aharon not only accepted the will of Hashem, but he even embraced it. How is that possible after Aharon lost two children like that so suddenly? The Pasuk says in Devarim Yudalid, Banim atem laHashem Elokechem lo titgodedu. The Jewish people are Hashem's children, and therefore they should not overmourn the loss of a loved one. Ki am kadosh ata laHashem Elokecha. Because we are a holy nation. And the Ramban there asks, what does a holy nation have to do with not overmourning? And he explains, the reason why we are holy is because we have a neshama, a piece of Hashem inside of us, and that never dies. We should not think that our soul is something beyond us, that we don't have such a connection to. We are our soul, our thoughts, our emotions, everything about us comes from our neshama. The body is not what gives us life. It is just the casing that surrounds us. When a person passes on, the only change that occurs is that the person sheds his case. He is still alive. He still has the same thoughts. He has the same feelings. He moves on and lives in another location, a place that is far better than the world that we live in. And therefore, the Ramban writes, crying over the loss of a loved one is not prohibited. It is not a lack of emunah, because even in this world, when someone moves away for an extended period of time, there are tears, because the people will miss each other. But we must never forget, Am Kadosh Ata, we live forever. There is so much out there that we can't see. Hashem puts every person where they need to be, for exactly how long they need to be there. If someone was offered a very lucrative position in another country, and that new job promised to bring him satisfaction and a lifetime of happiness, his family would be sad to see him go there, but they would be happy knowing that he was happy. That, says the Ramban, is the way we are supposed to view death. And this Aharon HaKohen understood clearly. He knew that his two children were moving on to a better existence, and he trusted that Hashem knew the perfect time for that to happen. The response of Aharon went down in history as the paradigm for people throughout the ages to learn from. We pray for the coming of the Mashiach, when we will once again be reunited with all of those who have relocated to that better existence. And they will tell us themselves how much they were enjoying. May we be zocheh to see the Geulah Bekarov. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.